Knockoff Production. Tables only for certified gangsters. The game we have here runs deep, you won't make it. Shout out all the ones who put their lives on the line to hustle. We come from lover down to the field, this is real. Yo, Captain GP.
Just to keep my crack. You seem belly after the jack. You looking like Keish. Really them facts. That little wine, pay it no mind. You got me really wanna blow these racks. Do something to my soul when you post it by God. Swear that on Sundays I stop selling hard. Never will say that your nigga a fraud. If you wanna keep them, then I will applaud. I wanna see you on top of it hard. With that shawty thing if you fuck with them broads. She grinding slow. I'm like, oh no. I love the way that she's playing the card.
Feeling like a gangbanger, wanna hit her up. Ain't seen it in the summer, that she thick as fuck, and she can ride the D. Girl, how you drop the ass and you pick it up, like you ride the D. Get with your girl and both of y'all just hit me up, cause she wanna ride the D. Feeling like a gangbanger, wanna hit her up so she can ride the D. Ain't seen her in the summer, now she thick as fuck, and she can ride the D. Girl, how you drop the ass and you pick it up like you ride the D? Get with your girl and both of y'all just hit me up, cause she wanna ride the D.
I'm with her all day, then fuck her all night. She's heard about me, and it wasn't no hype. I'm hitting her hard, then tapping her light. Whatever it takes, I'm getting her right. The way that we make up, she stay wanna fight. I'm eating a little cat at the stoplight. We switch the driver, she swallows the pipe. Now I'm the diver, that water is right. Where's the sugar and spice? She's nothing nice. I don't go backwards, but fuck with her twice. Put that on life, these bitches ain't right. How do they know when they don't have no time? They in your business, I'm in your kidneys. Been doing my thing since way back in Sydney. What's your intentions? She stand at attention. Don't mind my interest, they stay in their business.
Feeling like a gangbanger, wanna hit her up so she can ride the D. Ain't seen her in the summer, now she thick as fuck, and she can ride the D. Girl, how you drop the ass and you pick it up like you ride the D? Get with your girl and both of y'all just hit me up, cause she wanna ride the D. Feeling like a gangbanger, wanna hit her up so she can ride the D. Ain't seen her in the summer, now she thick as fuck, and she can ride the D. Girl, how you drop the ass and you pick it up like you ride the D? Get with your girl and both of y'all just hit me up, cause she wanna ride the D. Like you ride the D. Like you ride the D.
Like you ride the D.
Like you ride the D.
Like you ride the D. Man, big shout out to the famo, man, Coma right there, man, with that ride to D. Hey, we definitely moving that over into the classic list, man. That's right, man. Coma, big shout out to the famo, you dig? Hey, man, got that ride to D is now inside the classic list. Got to say big shout out, man, to everybody out there that's tuning in and been tuning in with us, man. What's facilitating out there? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. King 1033 South C, that's me, you dig? Jerk Kings Point Blank. That's just what it is, baby. We're about this jerking, you dig? Also, man, big shouts out, man. Big shouts out to Big Mike, man. Big Mike will be calling in, man. Big shouts out also, man, the OG Gramps. He will be, we trying to get him calling in as well, man, so we might be checking in with him. We got some far topics for y'all, man. We got some far topics. Y'all already know. New year, more money, better vibes, man. New year, more money, better vibes, man. So we're going to get it in. One of the topics also, too, is snitching. We're going to chop on the snitching, man. When you sign up for that type of life where snitching is not allowed, and then you do that. You can't, you know, we're going to get off of that as well. We got environmental racism, man. Environmental racism, if you haven't been made aware of these things or if you haven't discussed these things or something, man, it's going to be an interesting discussion, interesting chop session, man, because we're going to touch on it. Environmental racism, right? We also got the black laws. I mean, we also got the black codes and pig laws. Black codes and pig laws, you dig? So we're going to be talking about that as well, man. But on environmental racism, we're going to take a break. We're going to let y'all get what y'all need to get so that y'all can feel in y'all mood, man. Y'all can get comfortable. Y'all can get relaxed and y'all can get ready to enjoy the show, you dig? But when we come back, directly as we come back, man, from the music mix, we're going to get into environmental racism, man. Environmental racism. We're going to get into it, man. But y'all know we got to holler at that boy, Jimmy Ray. What's happening with your OG Grips? We see you out there, man. Hey, we're going to get into the chop session soon as we come back, man. So whatever you got to do to get yourself comfortable and prepared for the show, go ahead and do that, man. Jimmy Ray, let's go ahead and go to work with it, man. You ready to get ready? We're going to go ahead and spin it. Let's go.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm on the way. Bitch, I'm on the way. Yeah. Yeah, bitch, I'm on the way. Bitch, I'm on the way. Huh. Yeah. This what you been waiting on. Sorry for the wait. I've been working all damn day, but sorry for the wait. This what I be on, grinding nonstop till I'm home, but grinding till it's on. Put all my niggas on, grinding nonstop till we on, but grinding till we home. Motherfucker, yeah, going hard all night, nigga, yeah. I'm all night, that's twice as nice. I soak in wells, but I'm not rice. Took down two, it was almost three. I split the price and controlled the dice. I'm out here, nature's bare. Got green light, Baylor is everywhere. Packing woods, about my paper, my wallet.
Bitch, I'm on the way. Bitch, I'm on the way. Yeah. Yeah, bitch, I'm on the way. Bitch, I'm on the way. Yeah. This what you've been waiting on. Sorry for the wait. I've been working all damn day, but sorry for the wait. This what I be on, grinding nonstop till I'm home, but grinding till it's on. Put all my niggas on, grinding nonstop till we on, but grinding till we home. Motherfucker, yeah, going hard all night, nigga, yeah.
I drank organic, I'm smoking planets. High like Captain, I'm not capping. Just threw the key, she asked what happened. Told the truth so she can understand it. This life is taxing. Now that I'm landed, showed up for dinner. Now I'm eating cabbage. Stay 10 toes down, my roof still grounded. I'll just let you add up the stacks and bid like it's sleep. Just killing beats. Alarms went off, I was up the street. Watch the company that you keep. Gotta stack your bread, don't lose the yeast. You think I'm mad, just to say the least. You can't get in, I just signed a lease. Your career will be soon deceased. I'm invincible in your battle.
Bitch, I'm on the way, bitch, I'm on the way, yeah, yeah, bitch, I'm on the way, bitch, I'm on the way, huh, yeah, this what you've been waiting on, sorry for the wait, I've been working all damn day, but sorry for the wait, this what I be on, grinding nonstop till I'm home, but grinding till it's on, put all my niggas on. Yeah, going hard all night, nigga, yeah.
Man, that's that boy Jimmy Ray right there, man. Hold on, I got to check in with my brother OG Gramps before we get off to this next song, man. We try to get y'all time to fall in, pull up, man, all that good stuff. Cause we got a great chop session for you, man. Like I've been telling you, environmental racism, we're going to talk about that, man. Black codes, pig laws, we're going to talk about that, man. And we got some other stuff we're going to chop on as well, man. Bro, OG Gramps, what's popping with you, man? How you feeling?
What's
tonight?
Happening? What's happening, bro? What's up with you?
Oh, man, ready to get this jerky in, man. Fit to set the tone, set the vibe, get in my level, and we going to get it. Yeah, man. You feel like chopping tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, wake up. I'm fit to wake you up a little bit. I'm fit to drop this right here on you, bro. We fit to slide this song, what we've been doing, man. I started something new. Right, with the songs on the radio show, man. So basically what we're doing is a lot of songs, certain songs that we picking, I'm going to slide them into what we call our Femo Nation Forever Classics Vault, man. And what that means is whatever song that I put off into that classic, it's going to forever be able to get spins on the show. So whenever we do a show, you know what I mean, you're guaranteed to hear some of these songs. You might not hear them exactly every single show, but you're going to hear these songs popular when they slide into the classic list. And also, I will be doing a mix, man. I'm going to be doing like a full mix show. I used to do mix shows a lot, man, with a lot of the music in our vault where we just play music. And them is the mixes, man, in the radio shows that you can set it and forget it. You dig, set it, vibe out to the music. And at the ride, you can work out to it, study to it, anything like that, dance to it, groove to it, hump to it, whatever you got to do, you can do that, man. So we're going to come back with that as well. But this one right here, homie, this right here, man, this is Mr. Oak Cliff, man, bro. Big shout out to the OG down there, man, in Dallas, Texas, man, Mr. Oak Cliff. Yeah, this right here, man, is that Tum Tum and Lil Flip. That diamonds, man. We just to move this into the classics, bro. Let's get it. Jerk.
You're the age of the check.
I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk way. I'm
straight out of Dallas. damn, now that money's a Zilla, man. Got a habit, see, I be swerving in coupe. My brown skin is the truth. Still answer calls for my ex, cause I be fucking her too. Fly slow down the street, 93 in the suite. F and N for the beat, these niggas don't want Z. Netflix in the whip, pass the blood to my bitch. Biggie smiles in his bitch, just me and my bitch. Still tipping like Slim, I roll fat, no rims. I roll them fat, no slims. I'm a boss like him, still tipping like Mike. I mix the drink with the Sprite. Hit the blunt with the light and spit my life on the mic.
I got the doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump, wave, hop, and skip. I got doctors in your face like my partner Lil Flip.
Slow. My Mitsubishi by the stove. We be leaning off a pole. If she holler, let her go. Who ain't got no bitches? Who ain't got no switches? Pet cemetery, tennis on my feet. I'm a G. Man, your verse is only 14 grams. I'm a key. I'm Pistol Pete. With a chopper, sitting crooked in a dropper. And it's brown chinchilla. Got me looking like Chewbacca. My AC blowing cold. It's platinum, not gold. But I swear I got a 24 karat commode. I suppose most of y'all never been to Australia. Well, that's where we go. And shout out to C-No, cuz.
And some mad on the jag and it brought me some haters. Straight out the mud, I ain't have a handout. I linked up with Prue and that's when shit got greater. Book came a plug, I had the yo bunking harder than trap houses back in the 80s. We can fast forward and today I'm still going crazy. Ain't nothing changed but the amount that I'm making.
Higher, higher,
everything
higher,
whips in
higher, higher, higher,
bitch getting
higher,
price going
higher,
higher, turn it up
higher.
We just stayed down, now we going up
higher.
Ain't no other
fire.
Spare red
fire.
Money maker
fire.
Heard she got fired, I hired. I done got hotter than fire. I can't have a combo with anybody. Nigga might be tapped with the wire. Fake, get his neck in his back like Kaya. Pay for the wet, get his ass Mike Myers. Yeah, name a nigga, how do you a liar? Ooh, baby, shoot me like a pacifier.
Fire.
DJ gon' turn me up.
Fire.
Smokers, I back that back just to get.
Fire.
Know it go up with my face on the flyer. Designer the fabrics, check out my attire. That ass be shaking like she don't get tired. Leaned up with Shonda, we made an empire. Put them with Ken, I ain't nowhere but
higher.
Ran up the cash, I threw some feet and some mad on the jag and it brought me some haters. Straight out the mud, I ain't have a handout. I linked up with Prue and that's when shit got greater. Book came a plug, I had the yo bunking harder than trap houses back in the 80s. We can fast forward and today I'm still going crazy. Ain't nothing changed but the amount that I'm making.
Higher,
everything
higher,
whips in
higher.
Bitch getting
higher,
price going
higher,
higher, turn it up
higher.
We just stayed down, now we going up
higher,
higher. Ain't no other
higher.
Spare red
higher.
Money maker
higher.
Oh, OG Grant, bro, we ain't done, man. We ain't done. I told you I was gonna let you get it in, man. I got in the zone, man. I got in the zone. We gotta get it, man. Flex on the weekend, man. L.A. love the boss. L.A. love the boss, man. Y'all go check her out. Very dope artist. Cool artist. Go check her out, man. Y'all know we rock with people all over the world, especially all over the country. And I got to say, major salute out, man, to Italy, man, and a lot of our new listeners from Italy. Big shouts out to India. Bro, you got a little, get your phone situated over there, man. But big shouts out to India, man. We got a heavy listener base in India as well. Big shout out to Australia. As you know, man, we will be running the BRL show right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, so y'all can catch that Australian Aussie Hip Hop, man, a radio show. It's going to be airing right here, so y'all be able to catch that. Big shout out to Jamaica as well. We got a heavy listener base there. The UK, man, Germany, Slovakia, Ireland, man. We all over the place. Big shout out to France, Paris, France. Big shout out to Nigeria. Where else we at, man? Let me pull it up, man. Big shout out to Angola, too, man. Big shout out to Niger, South Africa, man. We all over the board, man. Big shout out, man, Cuba. Big shout out to Mexico. Yeah, man. Big shout out to Canada, too, man. We got a lot of listeners in Canada as well. So big shout out to the people out there, man. And I'm going to get all of them, man. There's a few more, but, you know, man, got to show love where we can do it. Now, OG Gramps, man, one of the topics, man, that I wanted to get into with this show, man, you know, I had mentioned it to you too, man, about the environmental racism, you know what I mean? And the best way, you know, to do it, like I said, you know, I stay on the research, but this here is a report, man, that they did on environmental racism and kind of break down some of the things that's involved with the environmental racism. So I'm going to read this, man, and I'm going to bring you back home, bro, and get your thoughts on it. So this is what it is right here, man. So it say start off with And this is from, if y'all want to go check it out, this is actually from BenCrump.com. If y'all know Ben Crump, man, you can go check him out and go pull it up, man. So injustice occurs in many ways and involves not only cases of injustice and racism we witness through social media, the media, police brutality, and racism in workplaces. But unfortunately, race can also play a role in exposure to environmental dangers and land use within the community. So according to the Center for American Progress, negligence and failing infrastructure have impacted communities of colors for decades. Environmental racism history contains countless examples of the government or large corporations failing to protect our most vulnerable communities. Yet legal action presents as an opportunity to address the root causes of environmental racism. Through lawsuits, environmental justice lawyers can highlight the presence of policy failures that unfairly affect those without a voice. So causes of environmental racism. The causes of environmental racism relate to the availability of affordable land, lack of political power to fight corporations, poverty, among others, corporations, as well as the government look for cheap land to establish hazardous waste sites and or to dump toxic chemicals. Therefore, low-income communities are generally disproportionately affected by environmental hazards of many different kinds, man. So here goes some of the examples, bro. I'm going to bring it on to you. Water contamination. According to Environmental Health, water contamination, man, affects low-income communities of color. Right. Some minority communities lack piped water and must rely on wells or shared water systems that may supply them with contaminated water. So contaminated water can deplete a community's health system, man, causing illnesses from waterborne diseases to cancer as well as others. Water issues are at the forefront of the issues of injustice, as evidenced by Flint, Michigan, an important environmental racism case study. So with the water contamination issues, can have serious long-term consequences. Another recent example is the event surrounding the Cape Lagoon with a military base, you know, in North Carolina, right? So between 1953 and December 1987, that's when a water supply was contaminated, you know, with different chemicals. And the chemicals, man, was known to cause Parkinson's disease, cancers of the bladder and esophagus, the kidneys and liver, female fertility, miscarriage, birth defects, such as cleft palates, and all type of things, right? So that's off the water, the contamination of the water. Now, I'm going to bring you back on, bro, with the OG Gramps, man. And also, you know, next they speak on lead poison and air pollution, too. Now, there's a lot of things that we pump in our environment all around us, you know what I mean? And this is not a new thing of environmental racism, you know, it's not a new thing. It's a thing that's been going on, but it's fact, you know, people always say, well, oh, man, we can't keep making it about this and about that. You know, I feel them on certain things, that's how they feel. But when you really start breaking it down and you start getting to the truth, some of these things don't happen in other communities like it happens in the communities of color in your low-income area community. But environmental racism is big. That's a big one. In certain places, depending on where you at, you might be getting fed, you know, ain't no telling what they putting in the air or dumping around. And, you know, we've seen several reports on, you know, YouTube, on the news, all these things about them dumping certain chemicals in the water they wasn't supposed to, not disposing of certain things. That environmental stuff is real deep, man, when you start looking at it.
Well, bro, you know, the way I see it is like this here, man, that environmental, these environmental racism situations been going on, before slavery, man, let me just get low-income houses, man. Yeah. You know where the slaves had to live. And they put us in the bottoms. You know what I'm saying? What they call the bottoms. You know, put us around flood levees and put us down off of it. So we adapted to living in those areas. You know, while they building around us and dumping shit all around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and
I
just
mean,
for those out there, we got to put it out there for the media, for the environmental racism. It basically racial discrimination and environmental policy making and enforcement of regulation and laws that literally, targets communities of color for toxic waste facilities, these type of things.
Yeah. See, they put out of ways. They did a lot of it, man. You know, it's bad to say, man, because you feel like me, man. I am so tired of men hearing about racism and we all on the same planet, breathing the same air. But see, just to me, what pisses me off, though, with this environmental racism, it's all put all in one bowl, man. All this is set up to make. I'm gonna just be there.
Right.
You know me.
I agree with.
I'm gonna just be there.
Yeah,
just to make minorities, man. Just keep the minorities down, bro. I mean, you know,
now, look,
I'm not so tired
facts,
of it, bro. I'm trying to figure out what did my people do for us to go through all of this. You know, what did have we done?
Yeah.
So bad. But we had to go through slavery. We had to be, just oppressed, man. We were so oppressed. We turned oppressed from being oppressed. You know, and now here's another century, another millennium, a whole different type of breed of Black people, you know what I mean? See, because like all that shit was going on in the 60s, they popping off in this century right here, 2023. Now, them are Klan marches and walking through Black folk communities.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. See what I'm saying? All that's environmental to me. All that. That's all
I see what you're saying,
man. Because it's discriminatory all the way around, man. But you know. I hear the
fucking
guy tell me, he said, I sound like I'm racist. How can Black folk be racist? And if I was, I deserve to be. You know what I mean? We should be the racist motherfuckers. But see, we sat back and took ass whoopings and happened to be hung up in trees like fucking Christmas ornaments. And then people wonder why I don't even like Christmas. I look at a Christmas bulb and I look at it as a nigga on the tree. And that's not a holiday. But I ain't going to go that far because I'm in my feelings about the whole environmental thing.
No. But to check this out, though, bro, and this is what it do, too. This is a good thing about doing this, having these discussions, because exactly what you were saying, and when you go to the facts and you go to the data, right, in January 3rd, you know what I mean, of 2022, though, January 3rd of 2022, man, They check all of this, all the data, man. You know, it's people that keep up with all of this type stuff. And when you go search it, you can find the information. So the Black Americans, man, are exposed to 56% more pollution than they produce.
Right.
That came out January 3rd of 2022. So.
Right.
Like I said, when people say, well, you can't, you know, try not to make it about race, about this and this and that, we feel y'all on that. You know, we feel ain't nothing wrong with that. But when you go down and you start looking at the facts and you start looking at the truths, and then you start saying, well, dang, at the same time, what was it, the Latin Americans, they was exposed to 63% more pollution than they produce, right? Mm-hmm. So at the same time in January when this came out, but check this out, white Americans are exposed to 17% less pollution than they produce.
Because they shit coming down on us.
Well, you got to think about this too. If you look at the business, if you look at who owns majority of businesses, in the overall country, if you look at it, it's more white business owners than it is, of course, Black business owners and any other race. But if when you go look up the stats, it'll show you this. So a lot of the pollution-making companies and a lot of these companies that do a lot of these things, a lot of them, we're not saying Black people don't own nothing, because there's a lot of Black owners that own a lot of successful stuff. But most
owners,
of the time... is not, you know, not, is a lot of buildings and a lot of businesses that they own as well. So a lot of stuff gets thrown in there when you start talking about, you know, like we said, environmental racism, man, because you came at it with a viewpoint like that. And then once you look at the facts and you look at what's real, it kind of go back what you said. It kind of piggybacks off what you said, because 56% more pollution than we produce as Black Americans, so we exposed to 56% more pollution than what we produce, right? Now, that, to me, is a shocking number. And see, that's why it's important to try to do more healthy things and things like that, because just knowing that right there, that's shocking. And that was in 2022, so just wait till they come out with the 23 one.
Yeah, you know what? All those stats should be very scary when you read them. You know what I mean? Because it's for somebody to keep up, to know what's going on with you as a people. And it's scary, man. And then people don't even realize that. But see, Black folks get mad at me, man, because I tell them they still sleep. That's why one reason white folks doing most for themselves. But see, while we sleeping, they thinking how to do something different to our asses. Every law they make is all set up against your ass. Nobody don't listen to me. Everybody tell me I'm crazy. But that's all good.
And see, last show, we were speaking about some of the new Oklahoma laws that went into effect, too.
2022 put out plenty of laws, new laws.
Yeah. In January, what was it, first, eight more of them went into law.
Man, the good law was set up to kill a bunch of minorities.
Check this out, bro. You brought that topic up on that end. With the laws, do you know now, if you got, what is it, four or five more people in your house that vote, right? Four or five more people in your house that vote, they're going to start sending out a letter to your neighbors to confirm that all y'all stay in that in that house.
No, that's just another way of knowing who's in your house.
Come on. They say with voter fraud and all this type of stuff, I understand that, but it's always an underlying tone to that too. So because you got four or five more people in your house and y'all all voting American citizens, a letter has to go out to your neighbors, somebody in your neighborhood, in your direct vicinity of where you stay at, to confirm. They gonna confirm, hey, you ain't even gonna know when they get the letter probably. And it's going to come in their mail or whatever, and they got to confirm you stay there. But what's this? Check this out. What if your neighbor don't really know you like that?
Or what if he don't like you? I don't care. Want to keep you from voting anyway. Want to be, you know, just one of them neighbors.
Yeah.
What if your neighbors are caring? Won't you?
What if your neighbor likes you? I got more people staying with me than I want them to know.
Yeah. You don't want to know who all of you are. That ain't nobody's business. But I'm going to tell you like this. Being part of the minority, man, let me tell you, Black folks need to wake up, bro. They don't realize. See, they gave y'all a feeling that y'all was free when you wasn't free, when you ain't free. You know what I mean? That emancipation. Man, come on, man. They took you from one master and gave you to another. And then everybody now growing up, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm 56 years old. And it took a whole lot of me to see a lot of things go on. You know what I mean? See, I was blind. I was blind for a long time. We are not American citizens. We're not citizens. We don't own nothing. Slaves can't own nothing. Property can't own property. Property can't be a citizen. And plus, don't you have to, in order to be a citizen of the United States, you have to have a country to denounce. We don't got one of them. But folks running around these Black folks on these hip-hop shows and doing these videos and brainwashing and shit, man, they need to come back to reality. They need to come back to reality. First of all, they brainwashed, first of all, with that white man on that picture at every church you go to. My mama and them, my grandma and them, they just worship that blue-eyed man. That was just to make you feel inferior to their laws. Man, come on, man. Stop that. I ain't prejudiced against nobody.
That is true.
But man,
and that's been proven so many times, especially
what I know now. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't even put my kids in the fucking school system there. That's against them, too.
Yeah.
How can you teach the truth if you're not teaching at all? Teach black history, too. But I look at some of these states now, they're taking certain books and certain curriculums out of school because they don't want them taught. So,
how good is education?
Education is stupid, man, just the same way as environmental racism. All that shit binds together. And if you look at it and you put all of it in the pot, it directs towards one group of people. One group. That's terrorism, brother.
I see what you said. I see your viewpoint.
We black people putting our kids in school, and they not getting taught what they not getting taught. They get lied to.
And you know, I speak on this a lot too, because that's just my issue. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to like, your history, your math, and these type of things, man. And when you know,
their lies. They lie to us to make us think that history is ours. We, the people of the United States, the Constitution, that didn't apply to our ass. That didn't apply to us. And every motherfucker that signed that motherfucking Constitution was fucking Freemasons. All of them, Illuminati, son of a bitch. Excuse my language, bro. I don't know nothing.
No, you're good. I'm touching on it too about the school system.
Our well-being in their minds. We built this country.
Right.
We built this country. Black people, we built this country.
The only thing, too, about with the school system, man, and I speak on it because you can get a lot of different ways with this and how I feel with it. The curriculum that they set out there, you know, is designed for to be taught a certain type of way and a certain amount of information to go forth. And every level that you go through with your school, you go higher and higher and higher. You know, you got your levels of information that you'll have access to. Now, my thing is, too, when you know history and you know the truth, you know, and it ain't got to be like no bad thing and nothing like that. It could be a happy thing. So when you know these truths and these things like this, and then you get your curriculum, right? Because a lot of teachers, you know, was fighting for extra pay and all this. And I feel them, man. I rode with them. I saluted them for doing that, man, right? But my thing has always been, I've never seen them on a mass scale like that stand up and fight for being able to teach the full truth on a lot of matters. Now, I know they can't go into, well, you can't really say they can't go into detail because they do that. They go into detail on the history that they want to know. But that right there is a crucial step because as a small child, our kids and our youth get fed a history that really it got them in there and speaks on their people and it speaks on where they come from, but it don't never really give you a full gist of really who your people is and who you are. And I say for especially when you break it down in places, a lot of curriculum will teach you state history, these type of things, you know what I mean? But they don't never teach you the history right in your own city. So you grow up learning everybody else's history and history about North Carolina and Georgetown and all these different places, right? But you don't never hear about, like, say, if you're in Muskogee, you don't never hear your Muskogee history or your Muskogee black history. You don't get taught that. You just get taught that from that curriculum. Yeah, so that's why I said it's nothing against teachers. But it's just like I've never seen them on a massive scale, man, fighting for
I got a lot of good teachers.
Yeah,
too.
But not just for fighting for the money, which I understand, but fighting for being able to put the truth out there. And when it comes to our math, if our math has already been proven that it's not, you know, it's not valid, it doesn't work, it's not, you know, the right math and these type of things, And why are we not teaching now and switching into these type of things, right? But that history is crucial, because once they plant that seed, like, and I can speak, say, for me, a lot of history that I found out I had to do on my own, right? But through school, the history that I learned, come on, man, it's the same history that they want you to learn. And that right there separates true identity from people. Nothing just we were slaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were slaves.
In the starting five. Yeah, in the starting five, you know. But yeah, other than that,
I noticed the average black person I run into, they think their ancestry comes from Africa. You know?
Yeah.
You're not, and that you just don't ain't know where the you case. Come from. Because, see, here in the United States,
overall case for everybody.
The overall case is this here right here with me, bro. This is my opinion. Now, far as black people here in America, you ain't got no history before slavery. Your ancestors started at slavery. Your history started at slavery. What do you think, bro? Do you think I'm wrong for saying that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because you're saying, like, the people, the slaves that came over, the slaves that did come over here, that's they history, but they came here, and then they, you know, reproduced, of course. So I see what you're saying. I'm following.
Yeah, so any black person in the United States that think, well, I'm from Africa. No, you may be from Haiti. Your bloodline may be Haitian. Your bloodline may be Portuguese. But if you look at these things like this, you started in the United States. Your history starts at slavery.
And see, that's what get a lot of people tricked. That's what get a lot of people confused, bro. Because a lot of people, you know, they go do their ancestries and these type of things, and they find out they got this blood in them and that blood in them, and they tell them, well, you might got Dutch to you. But your ass ain't never been over there to no damn. You ain't been to that place, right? But that don't mean them people wasn't over here in this area or something, you know what I mean? Like, people was moving around everywhere. They always do that. So a lot of people, I was talking to one of my partners in Wichita, man, him and his family had
you
the blood test done.
If you
and
do
shit.
Your research, you'll see Christopher Columbus is a black man. So I don't see where, because like I say,
see,
but you ain't going to learn that history unless you research and read.
Well, he was what, Spanish? You know, he was a Spaniard. He was dark color. Yeah, Portuguese or Spaniard. One of those.
And then who discovered the United States? Who discovered America? Shit, niggas was already.
He was white, though.
No, black was white,
and that's been proven. But hold on, bro. Let's slide back just a little bit. No, you good. We just gonna slide back just a little bit, because we got to get into the black codes as well. You know what I mean? And what they call pig laws. You know what I mean? And it's just a lot of things. You know, I get down. It's a lot of information out there, and it's a lot of things that people, like you said, when it comes to the history. And I love history, but I feel like the more and more we learn about our history, and we learn about the history that took place, like you said, in this country, we can understand up to where we at and what's moving forward and how things are moving forward, because you can't call people conspiracy theorists no more, man, because that's already been shot down, right, man, it happened. But it's things that's coming and things that's going to be happening that knowing how it was in the past and some of the things that happened can kind of help us be better for moving in the future, right? It should, you know, it shouldn't make us want to be worse as a people, or how we treat each other, or, you know, it shouldn't make us want to do that. It should make us want to be kind to each other, you know, no more like with the racism stuff. We should have been and learned from all of that, right? That's what it should have done. And I should say, man, it is, you know, I ain't saying we completely, I don't think we completely lost, but by the big numbers, man, there's a lot of people out there that still, you know, either side of the wall. So then what we going to do, bro? we'll take just a real short break. And when we come back, man, well, let's dive into these black codes and pig laws, man. Because these are, like I said, these are some things that, yeah, no, like you were saying, no, you're good. But like you were saying, when you said that a lot of laws was made against us and the purpose form was, you know, to keep us down and these type of things. People will say that, like you know, certain people be like, ah, man, this and this and this. But when you do the research, or when you find the truth and you find the facts, you know, it kind of backs it up. So it really is about color and about race. It really is about that. That's what it was about. It wasn't, you know what I mean? That was the basis of certain actions. And it was purely certain actions and stuff was purely based upon that. You know what I mean? Not all actions or nothing. We ain't saying like that. And none of y'all that's listening probably, if you do, we don't know. But in the history of it, we do. But the action, the system and the mind frame, that's what you got to take into account also when you're doing, when you researching history and you studying history. You got to also take into account, man, the mind frame or the system or whatever it is dealing with that, because a lot of those tactics are still applied today in different areas. The book, The Prince, man, the book, The Prince, that was wrote by Michelangelo, was it Da Vinci or Michelangelo? I think Michelangelo, man, right? The same book Tupac wrote. That same book was intended for politicians, so they can learn how to be the perfect prince, right? By giving the people everything that the people wanted while really not possessing that in your heart. So basically on the outside, you everything that people think you should be, but on the inside, you don't carry any of those qualities in your heart, truly in your heart. That's what the book, that's what the book, The Prince, taught people, right? So that type of mindset, that type of energy is still being applied in politics, in real life today, that makes people want, and people call people fake, or man, they front, they live in a double life. Well, some of the people at the leaders and shit that they pass down, that's what it taught people. That book teaches you how to be the perfect prince, right? So that right there, the mindset. So when we do history, that's what I always keep in my mind, man, like, you know, what the mindset behind it, the system that they play, and how do they apply it? You know what I mean? How did they apply that tactic and it actually worked? Because over time, if that tactic is enhanced and modified, then it can still work because it's already proven to work before, right? So that's why I like doing it, man. But we're going to take a real short break. And when we come back, we'll get into it. The Black Codes, Pig Laws, man. Right here at Femo Nation Forever Radio. Hey, man, we got OG Gramps live on the line. Y'all already know no topic is off limit, man. That's how we do it. Let's go.
With me, yeah. Baby, call your Hardline.
My queen and I just can't see myself without you, babe. Wanna give you the world and a final piece, cause your love drives me crazy. Gonna promise to love you and be here for you, I got you, babe. Cause you hold a nigga down when my back against the wall, can't no one take your place. Girl, you are my a blessing. Everything about you is special, and I'ma love you forever. See, we've been down since the beginning, before the marriage and children, before we ever caught feelings. We were good homies, just chilling. Always known from the start, I would give you my heart when I was done playing around with these women. No more games, no more gimmicks, just real love and commitment. Now giving them my all to be the man that you want, you deserve, and fulfill your needs. Grinding hard every day to get these back so we can live the type of life that we see in our dreams. Taking trips to exotic islands, everywhere we go we fly private. Shopping sprees in the finest stores, cause I love to see you in the fly shit. That sexy smile and them big kiss, no disrespect but you're my bitch. I'm infatuated by the way she walk and the way she talk, she got me twisted. Yeah, yeah, she got my mind gone, like my brain is in another time zone. Seems like yesterday we were just getting to know one another. Goddamn, how you're my queen and I just can't see myself without you, babe. Wanna give you the world and a final piece, cause your love drives me crazy. Wanna promise to love you and be here for you, I got you, babe. Cause you hold a nigga down when my back against the wall, can't no one take your place. Girl, you are my a blessing. Everything about you is special, and I'ma love you forever.
All I wanna do is lay up with you and feel all on your body, baby. Tell me if it's cool. You can't take control, baby, tell me what to do. Baby, I'm your dude, and so teach me something new. You know that I want you, I ain't scared to say. I can hear the thing that you feel the same. Tell me what you drinking and I got you, babe. Anything you want, you can have it. Your body got me crazy. Have you had good love lately? Don't worry, it's okay. I'ma get you right, baby. I know we both been drinking. I know we both been thinking about it. About me touching your body. About you showing you're not in that, baby. Tell me you can take it. Let me see the faces. Show me you can take it. Ain't nobody playing. I can hear you saying, baby, baby, I know you're a Scorpio. Let me see how far you're willing to go. Get you from your head to your toes. And I won't miss anything in between. Your body got me crazy. Have you had good love lately? Don't worry, it's okay. I'ma get you right, baby. I know we both been drinking. I know we both been thinking about it. About me touching your body. About you showing you're not in that, baby. Show me you can take it. Let me see them faces. Show me you can take it. Ain't nobody playing. I can hear you saying. All I wanna do is lay up with you and feel all on your body, baby. Tell me if it's cool.
You can take control, baby, tell me what to do. Baby, I'm used to this, so teach me something new. All I wanna do is lay up with you and feel all on your body, baby, tell me if it's cool. You can take control, baby, tell me what to do. Baby, I'm your student, so teach me something new. I know we both been drinking, I know we both been thinking about it. About me touching your body, about you showing you're not in that, baby. Show me you can take it. Let me see the faces. Show me you can take it. Ain't nobody playing. I can hear you saying. All I wanna do is lay up with you and feel all on your body, baby. Tell me if it's cool. You can take control, baby. Tell me what to do. Baby, I'm your student, so teach me something new.
Welcome back to the show, man. We got to get off into it, man, right? So, man, black codes, man, right? Black codes. We're going to get into the black codes and what they call the pig laws. So I'm going to break it down. Immediately after the Civil War ended, Southern states enacted black codes, right? These black codes that allow African Americans certain rights, such as legalized marriage, ownership of property, and limit access to the courts. But it denied them the rights to testify against whites or to serve on jurors, on a state militias, vote, or start a job without the approval of the previous employer, right? So these codes were all repealed in 1866 when the Reconstruction began. But after the failure of the Reconstruction in 1877 and the removal of black men from politic offices, Southern states again enacted a series of laws intended to circumcise the lives of African Americans, right? So harsh contract laws penalize anyone attempting to leave a job before in advance had been worked off. Pig laws unfairly penalize poor African Americans for crimes such as stealing a farm animal, and vagrancy statutes made it a crime to be unemployed. It made it a crime to be unemployed, right? So many misdemeanors or trivial offenses were treated as felonies with harsh sentences and fines. Pig laws stayed on the books for decades and were expanded with even more discrimination once, you know, like Jim Crow began, right? Y'all go check it out, man. Like I say, man, I encourage everybody to go check it out. But, yeah, the black codes right there, man. Bro, what you think, man? Talk to me on the black codes, because it's a lot more, too, with the black codes as well. But what you think so far? You on there, bro? I might step away. We probably on hold. But, again, like I said, I know one of them was basically allowing you could allow black witnesses to testify in court, but it was only in cases affecting the person or property of a person of color, but they couldn't testify in court against white. Now, that there, that was in the black code, one of them right there as well. And if you know about the pig laws, one of them, I'll just read it to you. The law forbids the sale of most certain keys and certain things like this. A lot of slaves, African Americans, poor African Americans, you should say, would steal livestock. I mean, you know, they had to eat, they had to survive, they had to do what they had to do. So they made some of these laws real harsh with the harsher sentences so that they could penalize them a little bit more harsh wise on them, you know what I mean? So they could be, y'all know how it is, so they could be real tough on them. But with the black codes, you can say, some of them people say, well, you know, it did do some good as far as in allowing for the marriage and these type of things. And that is true, too. You know, it did allow for that to be honored. And I guess that's good as well. But when you unfairly penalize poor African Americans, you know what I mean? then, you know, that's always going to be a problem. And that right there stems, you know, in the past. So that type of energy has followed a lot in a lot of different ways. Of course, even now, you know, it's a lot of all kind of races that steal farm animals. You know what I mean? It ain't just African-Americans or poor African-Americans who steal farm animals, right? But that's why they came with a lot of these type of, that type of laws and these type of rules and regulations and added them in was because of that, because of that, because of blacks, because of people of color, right? All right, so that's that on that end, man. And it's one thing I got to get in. I got to get in. Last show, we didn't get to get this one in, man. Mansa Musa, man. If you don't know, M-A-N-S-A-M-U-S-A, right? Mansa Musa, man. Definitely one of the, he was a ruler in the kingdom of Malay, man, from 1312, man, to 1337, man. And he was the richest, he was one of the richest, man, kings of Africa, right? They don't really tell, you know, they ain't going to really tell you nobody about it to really put that information out there, man. But definitely do your research, go check him out. A great read, great history right there, man. Mansa Musa, I'll spell it for you, the first name, M-A-N-S-A. Then last M-U-S-A, but that also means something too, you know what I mean? So, but that's what they called him. And riches, when people think about, you know what I mean, Warren Buffett and all these people, man, he had more wealth than all of them. He was the wealthiest, and he was in the wealthiest kingdom in Africa, you know what I mean? A lot of his riches came from mining salts and gold deposits. That's what was in the Malay Kingdom, and also he did, you know, partake in the elephant ivory for wealth as well. He went on, man. It's a lot of deep history there, but they're not going to tell you, but it's power right there just to know some of these things, man, and to know that the type of wealth that he did have. Now, it came for him, he used it, kind of probably was his downfall, man, or for the territory where he was at, man, kind of was his downfall. But definitely go check that out, man, because a lot, like I said, that's a piece of them history that they're not going to ever talk about, and they're not going to ever put it out there. You know what I mean? And if you want to say, well, what was his net worth? Say, so if you look at his net worth then, and you kind of relate it to, you know, how we go off of right now, you could say it was equivalent to $400 billion. Then, you know what I mean? It would be like $400 billion in our money now. That's the equivalent of how wealthy Mansa Musa was, man. He was renowned for his wealth, man, and his generosity. He wasn't really no stingy king, neither. He wasn't really no stingy emperor, man, or nothing like that. It's a lot of history in there where he did give a lot of things, people party, things like this, all this type of stuff, man. But, yeah, $400 billion is what the equivalent of his wealth would be. You know what I mean? And of course, yeah, he is a man of color. He is a man of color. And to me, that right there is a powerful piece of history. That right there should be on a movie. I mean, all salutes to Wakanda and Black Panther, you know what I mean? But that kind of fate, right? But I'm just saying, Black Panther came from the comic book, but hey, whatever. But Mansa Musa, I love Black Panther, though, man. The movie, awesome, man. The whole storyline, everything. I like it, I'm just saying. But Mansa Musa, man, $400 billion, equivalent of $400 billion back then in the time frame that he was reigning and he was doing his thing, right? So that would be an amazing story, an amazing piece of history to put out there. And like I said, by him being a man of color, and just the history of the of what his environment was, the surrounding, the other people that he interacted with, that's a pieces of the puzzle to that story as well. See, we know about a lot of other people's history, a lot of other people's religions and all of this type of stuff. We've been seeing it, and he ain't knocking nobody, just we've been seeing it all our life, right? So we know. And that's why I do cherish the moments when they do have movies that show our history or, you know, people of color's history, that type of stuff, because it gives you that sense of like, yes, man, finally, you know, more pieces of it is being shown, pieces of it is being out there for more and more people to get aware and get knowledge of, because a lot of people to this day still don't know a lot of things that happen with people of color throughout history. But definitely go check out Mansa Musa, man. Some people say the richest person ever, you know what I mean? But they called him the richest person ever to walk the face of the earth, Mansa Musa, man. 14th century West African ruler, and they say his wealth was indescribable. You couldn't do it, incomprehensible. You couldn't comprehend how much wealth he had. You couldn't comprehend how much wealth he had, right? And they don't ever really tell you about it, man. But I think it was a cool thing. And kids, think about it, man. How many kids would know that if you really just put it on them like that and let them see it? You know what I mean? Teach it, maybe put it in a cartoon, or put it in a movie or something like that. That'll definitely right there be inspiring, man, because it's something different. It's something that they ain't talked about and they ain't did so far. And like Black History Month, another thing, y'all know I'm big on certain, you know, information. And I salute everybody that's doing their part, however they doing their part. But here go a prime example right here, man. Mansa Musa, why are we not, you know what I mean, talking or putting this out there or just different things, any, you know what I mean, anything. I understand these people come from, you know, the civil rights movement, these type of eras too, but it's a lot of other history out there, man, that's very inspiring and very motivating, you know what I mean, that can also be shared and put out there, and you just never know what is a spark in the next generation, because that's what we got to protect the most. That's what we got to put the information on the most, especially us too. We grown, right? But the next generation going to be the next set of leaders. And like bro was saying, when he was saying about school, if you never taught none of this, and then a lot of people ain't going to go to college. You know, a lot of people ain't going to go for a higher learning. So that learning that they get at the high school, that's it. They're going to go into the workforce and go into the world. So you have never told them about, or if they've never had access or they never was able to get access to know some of this knowledge, knowledge about themselves, about their history, about their people, then how can you blame them to feel kind of outraged about it or kind of angry about it, upset about it, or feel a lack of trust with the system when they do start finding out that history or when they do start finding out the facts? Right, it's kind of like that gift and the curse, because once they do start finding out, people say woke, whatever you want to call it, then you realize how much manipulation that they play. But that don't mean you got to keep walking your life like that. Hey, everybody going to live the way they going to live, right? But you can do things in your life to be healthier, you know what I mean, more at peace, more clear-headed, however you want to do it. You can do things to where you can be more at peace in your life, man. You know what I mean? It might be hell all around you. Your city might be here. Where you at, man, might be heavy racism and all this. But it's always, I feel like it might be always something, man, that you can do to keep yourself healthy to where, you know what I mean, you can probably be able to deal with life a little bit better. Or for you. You might, you know what I mean? And then you would help to want to change the next person if you can. But it starts with yourself. So, yeah, it's a lot of things you can do in those areas, man, even though it's hard dealing with it because it's everywhere. It's everywhere because, and when we go back to the second about the knowledge, man, when it comes to the Mansa Musa, though, if you put that right along with all the other ones that we do talk about, I'm saying it just inspiring to know, because they don't ever really talk about any black kings or any black emperors or any black rulers. You know what I mean? We don't really hear about these things. You know what I mean? You got kids running around, you know what I mean, on the Black Panther and the Wakanda stuff. That's how powerful that our people are so ready to grab onto a lot of our real history. If people notice that, man, the Black Panther came out and looked at the numbers of people everywhere, black folks. It don't matter, you know, all people love that movie. That movie did a lot of good numbers, right? That should show people how right now is the time, man, where a lot of us are ready to grab hold to that stories from us so much that we'll get behind Black Panther like it's 100% real as we sitting here talking, right? That should show people, man, especially if you're a movie, if you're on the movies, that right there will show you, man, that where you would get your audience if they was paying attention to that. That's how I look at it, because that's what it is. A lot of our history been put back so much, man. Now when you do it, you can do it in a way like that, and you got more people that's open now. You got more people that are more receptive to listening and receptive to maybe going doing the research on their own and finding out different things for themselves, and they have an access to be able to do that, the tools to be able to do that. In certain times before us, they didn't have as many tools or have as access to information as we do, all right? And then the people after us going to have way more access and way more information. That and the declassified documents, all of that around, man, to help you pretty much be able to see what's going on out here. But that right there, when it comes to Black History Time, I gotta say, man, we just hear about the same, which it ain't nothing knocked to the same starting five, but it's like, we are so, it's a lot of powerful things that have happened with our people, right? And it's time that we start teaching our kids. And when we do Black History Month, it's time to start speaking on some other powerful things that they did that helped the furtherment of colored people. You know what I mean? Because that needs, that helps. That's going to inspire the colored people in a lot of different ways, especially because ain't nobody been talking about these things or certain things, certain people really ever. So some of these people don't even know a lot of the Black history, right? So this is a good time. It's a good time to even throw in one or two different people, man, that you know that you don't really cover. All respect to the starting five and their families and what they've done for Black history. It's all respected. It's never disrespected. Anything they've done is just that we also have so much more that we have to share with our people, because there's so much more of what we've done out there. And I believe that right there, too, is kind of like a control system. That's why I be saying certain things about, that's why I feel that way, because it's never a step outside of that or push further with the info, with the knowledge. Now, some places, and salute to them, I know a lot of places like certain churches that do talk about, you know what I mean, few other people in Black history and stuff, man. I remember going to certain churches, man, with moms or whatever, and they did talk about different people, you know, than outside your starting five. I know some teachers I had and talked to me, you know, on the side, you know, whatever, man, when I was in detention, I had to stay at the school, some shit, about other black historical figures. I talked about Jim Key, the wonderful Jim Key, man, which was a slave that trained a horse. And he was that horse was the most popular horse in the world at the time. Could give you a change from a $20 bill. He taught that horse how to do all kind of stuff. And the horse, no white man wanted to buy the horse. They said the horse was bad, all that. He bought it, trained it, and it ended up becoming the most famous horse in the world, right? And some of the things he did, check this out. Some of the things he did, if you ever grew up watching the Mr. Ed show with the horse and how what they had him doing, that's where they got it from. That's where they got it from. It was actually a black man who trained the horse. He was a slave. They got out, bought himself out of freedom, got the horse, trained that horse, you know what I mean? And the horse that he got was an old circus horse they had used and abused. And they said it wasn't going to be good or nothing. Nobody laughed at him and all of that. And he turned it into what that horse could do that you seen Mr. Ed doing. that comes from the beautiful Jim Key, man. You know what I mean? So if people didn't know none of this history, you would be thinking, well, what the hell, this white man didn't taught this damn horse how to talk. And that's what you're going to be stuck with. That's what you're going to be stuck with, right? But then if you had that option to choose what you want to believe in, if they tell you, no, that actually started because of this man right here, and he was going around traveling, doing a travel show with this horse to where he would pop-up shows. Horse, he'd have horse do tricks. He would have people want to buy some or drink or some. They'd give him some money. He had a horse go get the correct change out of the register, these type of things. It was a travel show, right? But the horse knew how to do all kind of different things. The smartest horse, like I said, y'all go check it out, right? But if people knew this, then, you know, it would open up a lot of more people eyes and people minds, a lot of more history, a lot of more facts, a lot of more truth out there that's inspiring, you know what I mean, that's motivating and got a different energy, you know what I mean? I feel like when we keep talking about the starting five, it keeps that energy that comes along with those starting five attached to us. And it's like, it almost is like it keeps us as a culture for our black people from being able to really push past and out of that and into the next plateau of where we supposed to go. Why? Is because of what Malcolm, you know, went through, what Martin went through, Rosa Parks went through, Frederick Douglass went through, these type of people went through. We, you know, every time it comes Black History Month, these are the main people, some of the main people that they put and that we talk about and that we teach about. But that energy that comes along with all of that too carries along with that from generation to generation, because we passing it down from generation to generation, but we not passing that other type of energy out there either. You know what I mean? So it's just that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and our youth turn into adults, and we are not no more aware of anything really outside of them as an adult than we was when we was a child or when we was in school. And I feel like that is a problem, but that's a planned, systematic approach to keep us thinking like that, right? Because we know all about everybody else's history. It's just proof, man. But that right there, man, to me is very crucial. And when it comes to the school system, like bro said, if you know the truth, you've been taught the truth, and you learn the truth, and you know you're not able to teach everything or you're not able to say this, that right there should show that the system is what needs to be replaced. Not the teachers and the people. It's the system that won't allow the people to be able to do some of these things, to tell the truth or to teach the truth. And as long as we keep funding and feeding, like I stand on, funding and feeding and supporting and voting in the same system, it ain't gonna never change like that, because we still inside the system and we still walking and abiding by the guidelines of the system. We still learning what the system is designed to teach us. We're still doing what the system is designed to allow us to do. Every step from the courts all the way down has already been designed for us to do that, right? So what leeway are we gonna get? We're going to keep putting the president in the president house. We're going to keep putting teachers in schoolhouse. They're going to keep taking different books away and taking this away to fit what they want your child to learn. And then before you know it, your damn child, you'll be like, well, damn, you didn't learn this? Hey, they barely making them write their whole full names in school anymore. So you got to think about it and look at it. But it's the system. It's the system, and that's how it's designed, because that's who controls it. That's who controls it, man. So if you're not going to step out of the box and push the issue within yourself, that's no problem. You don't got to. You say, hey, man, that ain't my burden to carry. Hey, I'm not mad at you. I ain't mad at you. That's your right. That's your decision. Me, I feel like, you know, I know a few little things, not too much. But that, like a bag of rocks, I know a few little things. But I'm going to share that with other people, man, because other people didn't share things with me. And it didn't help me learn more and more about what's going on, become more and more aware, more and more knowledgeable. So I try to pass that on to people as well. But it's crazy because every time it come voting and it come Black History Month, it's like almost pre-planned. You can tell right now exactly what's going to happen as soon as it get close to voting time. You can tell that. But through this whole year, you go through things and you don't get that same kind of push. And if you see that on a consistent basis year in and year out, the exact same way all the time, that right there is a hint to you as well. It's a setup. You natural, right? I can't naturally say everything I'm saying right now, I ain't wrote none of this down. So I ain't gonna be able to tell you after this show. You gonna be like, oh, remember when you said this? I'm gonna be like, oh shit, I said that. You gonna be like, yeah, it's all natural, right? So it's not gonna go exactly the same every single time. It's always the same system. Always they add a little bit, take a little bit away, but it's the same system. And if our leaders are being taught by that system, how are we going to ever produce any leaders better than any of the ones we didn't see? All of them do good things, but they'll never fully take care of no damn problems. Why? Because they're being taught by the same system. They just have different views and opinions on how they feel about the system and what they feel like they should take from the system, but it's the same damn system. That's the only way the shit gonna change. You gotta replace the whole system. The whole system up and down that wasn't designed for, I'm colored. You call me colored. They used to call people colored. It wasn't designed for colored people, man. And that's just the truth about it. But we here, proud to be here, proud to be alive, thankful. Thankful for being alive. Thankful for being able to do what we're doing, man. And that means we have an opportunity to voice this, to put it out there, to get the information out there, to get the awareness out there, to teach people how this or whatever it is we feel like that probably wasn't done or wasn't able to be done. We got that opportunity. And it's on us to use that opportunity. If not, then all it is us doing what a lot of other people do, sitting and not voicing it, not speaking out about it, not teaching, not trying, because we can't give up. So that's why I feel like whatever it is that you're doing, if you're doing it, you haven't gave up. You're still fighting too. You're still fighting a good fight too, because you're still fighting to show the many things that you've learned, or that can be done, overcome out there, but breaking the barriers, breaking stuff down like that, you're showing it too. Because that system is designed for a whole lot of reasons. And ain't none of them really be good for us. Your president, you know, our president then agreed to give Africa all this type of money, billions of money. We broke down last show how much the big pharma companies made off of all this and stuff, COVID and all of this type stuff. We said we've been following the money. You always say follow the money. So we've been tracking the money. And the system is designed to feed itself, but it's designed to keep the percentage at the top. We talked about the wealth scale and the wealth gap, right? And the wealth structure. In our country, the wealth structure, how they break it down. And if you pay attention to that and keep up with that, you'll see how it fluctuates, but you'll see how they control that. And if they can control stuff like that, I mean, it's just real shit, right? It's out there, man. You just got to pay attention to it. And when it comes with the history, and I believe that's why a lot of people are lost. A lot of us, we lost. A lot of them, they lost. Because they don't really know their history as well. They only tell certain things about their side of the history that really makes them look kind of good with just a little sprinkle of bad, and that messes them up because then they don't know all their history. So then they going off little bits and pieces, but they not too for sure on they side of their history, right? So it's all around thing, man. I feel like they dumbed down a lot of people, tried to dumb down a lot of people to where a lot of people don't know what the hell they real true history is if they haven't searched or haven't been found it and they just going off of what's been passed down, man. But great show, man. Catch us next time. Big shout out, man, to my brother OG Gramps. Y'all know we going to get it in, man. Appreciate everybody that been tuned in to the show. Y'all know how we rocking, man. Jerked out, jerking on Jerkzillion, baby. We coming back, man. We got a lot of interviews coming up, man. We locking in dates and working shit around. We're going to make sure we bring it to y'all. Appreciate everybody who sent in their music. We going to get it uploaded, man. And everybody that's sliding to the classics. Big salute to you, man. Till next time, man. Y'all make sure y'all keep it jerking out.